Animal bones, plant DNA and strontium isotopes can tell us all about our ancestors. But one sad fact that we already know that is that throughout history, people have come up with increasingly ingenious ways to attack each other. But rather than asking, well, can we all just get along, Ben and Dave have decided to build a scale model of a medieval siege weapon to see how it works.
I'm really excited with this week's Kitchen Science because Dave has told me he's going to show me how to build some desktop siege weapons just like they used for medieval sieges. Dave, what are we building? This sounds great.
We're going to build a medieval catapult called a trebuchet out of a few bits of cardboard, a mug, some string and a pen.
This sounds fantastic. Is it going to be dangerous though? Is this something people can try out at home?
On the scale we're doing it, you can certainly try this at home, although I wouldn't try and build a full-size one without some serious training.
So we're making a little one. I'm guessing in the medieval period they used bigger ones.
Yeah, they used to build huge ones for knocking down castle walls. They could throw a 300-kilogram ball of rock up to 300 metres and keep hitting the same place again and again and again until the wall fell down.
OK, well, as long as nobody tries that at home, how should they build themselves a desktop trebuchet?
Well, basically, a trebuchet works very similar to a seesaw. I don't know if you ever sat on one end of a seesaw when there was someone much lighter on the other end.
Pretty much every time I sat on a seesaw, I found that was the situation. Yes, Dave.
And then they shot up in the air.
They did, and I just stayed on the ground.
Oh, sorry, Ben. Okay, so the first thing we're going to make is the arm of the seesaw. So I've got a piece of cardboard about 20 centimetres long and about 5 or 6 centimetres wide. I'm now going to fold that into a U-shape, so put two folds, a bit more than a centimetre apart, along the middle, so you get a U-shaped cross-section.
So we've got a sort of cardboard trough that's about a centimetre wide.
Yeah, that's right, and about 2 centimetres deep. And then we're going to put the pivot for the seesaw much closer to one end than the other, maybe about 4 centimetres away from one end.
OK, and for a pivot, you're just using a plastic biro and just pushing it through the cardboard?
Yeah, that's right, it's really easy. And to save weight, what you can do is trim the cardboard away from the two ends, so it's sort of approximately triangular, coming up to the pivot, so it's widest at the pivot, and going down again at each side. Now, the next thing we need, of course, for our siege weapon is a projectile.
Right, so this is where we choose our real weapon. So what are we going to fling at people, Dave?
Well, basically, you want something which is quite light, not going to do very much damage, and you want a way of tying a piece of string to it. So I thought a pen lid would be quite good for this, and it's a pen lid with a little hook on it to clip onto your pocket. And what I'm going to do is take a piece of string, tie a loop in one end, a knot in the other one, and then just feed that knot in under that clip. So I've got a string attached to the pen lid.
Fantastic. So it is just a pen lid, so it should be quite light and not too dangerous. And it now has a piece of string attached to it with a small loop on the other end, about 5 or 6 centimetres long. I'm guessing the string is to attach the pen lid onto the seesaw arm of the trebuchet.
Yeah, that's right. We now need a way to attach it and a way which will let go at the right point of the swing. So what we're going to do is get a piece of wire. I've got one of those little ties which you use to tie up plastic bags. And I'm going to make a hole with a pen at the other end, at the narrow end of the seesaw arm.
So this is the end furthest from the pivot. We're just putting a small hole through the middle of the cardboard.
Yeah, that's right. And then I'm going to feed this tie through that hole.
I see. So it's making a hook shape on that end of the pivot, and we can use this hook to attach the string that has our projectile on it.
Yeah, that's right. You might want to do some careful bending of the hook so that it doesn't fall out, and you'll probably have to do some research and development work to get the right angle of the hook.
Well, obviously, when building a desktop weapon, we're going to need to tweak to make sure it's as powerful as possible. So we now have our cardboard seesaw arm with a pen stuffed through one end to act as a pivot and a little hook on the other end onto which we can attach our projectile. What else do we need to build a working weapon?
Well, what we need is something to take your place on the seesaw. So we need something much heavier than our projectile. I think a mug's quite a good weight for this.
It's something people are likely to have at home or in an office, so this is just a normal coffee cup. But I can see you've tied a bit of string onto the handle. Do we need that?
We need some way of attaching it to the short end of the trebuchet arm, and a piece of string is the easiest way of doing that, really.
OK, so now we have our weight, in our case a cup, but I guess people could use anything that they can tie a piece of string to. And that's tied on the short end of our trebuchet, opposite the end, which has our little metal hook for attaching our projectile. So we must be nearly done now, Dave. You've run out of stuff to play with.
Indeed. If you're feeling very sophisticated, you can build a frame to hold it up in the air, or you can just balance a pivot between your two hands.
And this is nearly ready to fire, so we'll put it in its stand and we'll attach the projectile to the other end. But how do you actually arm this for firing?
Well, basically, you take the loop of the piece of string attached to your projectile, put it over the hook, pull the projectile down as far as it will go.
And that lifts up the cup, our weight.
Yep, that's right. And then just let go.
So with the cup end raised as high as it can be and the projectile pulled as low as it can be, I think I can see how this is going to work. But we will come back later on in the show, do a test fire and see quite how good our desktop siege weapon really is.
So we will be back later with them to see how good the trebuchet is. And if you want to have a go at making one, it's really simple. And Dave has put the instructions on our website, so go and have a look now. It's www.thenakedscientist.com/kitchenscience.
Thank you, Helen. And I've just heard from Robin in Northampton.